The Faber-Castell Adiator slide rule can be clearly identified by the acrylic slider on its upper face. This slider often would have a conversion on it between horsepower and kilowatts. In addition to conversions, the slider has a central line used to read different values achieved through the use, increasing the sensitivity of the instrument and decreasing human error. On the front side, this appears to be a very ordinary general-purpose slide rule from one of the major German manufacturers, using the brand named Castell. But turning it over reveals an adiator, manual adding machine, so that addition and subtraction can be carried out as well as multiplication and division. The stylus used with the adiator is stored in a hole in the left end of the rule. The pull bar for clearing the adiator display is at the other end. The trigonometric scales often found on the back of slide rules have been displaced to one edge with a special extended cursor. Some log-to-log scales are also accessible at the back, making this a very versatile instrument. This instrument belonged to the former UQ staff member, Dr. Jim Crouchley.
There exists many different forms of slide rules, some straight, others radial, and even helical, like the Fuller slide rule. The practicality of having a slide rule was the ability to do quick multiplications with minimal error. If you wish to practice using a slide rule, follow the link provided, and if you need any help, please use reference 2.